All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Aveshe Chalila Prabhu Jagannatha Mandire Jagannatha Dekhi Preme Hoila Astire. In ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went from Atharanala to the temple of Jagannath. After seeing Lord Jagannath, he became very restless due to love of Godhead. And the next verse translation is, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went swiftly to embrace Lord Jagannath. But when he entered the temple, he was so overwhelmed with love of Godhead that he fainted on the floor. Jagannatha alingite chalila dhana mandire parila preme avishta hoya. Next verse. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya happened to see him. When the watchman threatened to beat the Lord, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately forbade him to do so. And Bengali, Daive Sarvabhauma Tahake Kore Darshana Paricha Marite Teo Kaila Nivarana. Prabhura Saundarya, the beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The translation, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very much surprised to see the personal beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as the transcendental transformations wrought on his body due to love of Godhead. And in Bengali, Prabhura Saundaryara Premira Vikara Dekhi Sarvabhauma Hoila Vismita Apara. Vismita is surprised and apara very much. Dekhi Sarvabhauma Hoila Vismita Apara. Next verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained unconscious for a long time. Meanwhile, the time for offering prasad to Lord Jagannath came, and the Bhattacharya tried to think of a remedy. Bahukshane Chaitanyana he bhogira kala hoila Sarvabhauma mane tabe upaya chintila. Next verse. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unconscious, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, with the help of the watchman and some disciples, carried him to his home and laid him down in a very sanctified room. And the Bengali, Shishya Paricha Dwara Prabhu Nila Vahaya Ghore Ani Pavitra Stani Rakila Shayana. Anyway, we just started reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, the 6th chapter of Madhya Leela, and the chapter title is The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Mahaprabhu just arrived in Puri, went to the temple, became unconscious, and just now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has rescued Mahaprabhu from the beating of the Paricha, the watchman, the security guards, as it were, inside the temple. They wanted to beat him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya stopped them, and with the help of his disciples and some watchmen, he took him to his home. Just now, that's where we are. Purport. At that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya lived on the southern side of the Jagannath temple. His home was practically on the beach and was known as Markandeya Sarashtaka. At present, it is used as the monastery of Ganga Mata. Okay. Next verse translation. Examining the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma saw that his abdomen was not moving and that he was not breathing. Seeing his condition, the Bhattacharya became very anxious. And the Bengali, Shvasa prashvasa nahi udara spandana dekhiya chintita hoila Bhattacharya mana. Mana is mind. Dekhiya chintita hoila Bhattacharya mana. Dekhiya, seeing, chintita, chinta korbena, they say, don't worry. But chintita, full of worry, full of anxiety, hoila, became Bhattacharya mana, in the mind of Bhattacharya. Shukshmatulla ani. The Bhattacharya then took a fine cotton swab and put it before the Lord's nostrils. When he saw the cotton move very slightly, he became hopeful. And the Bengali, Sukshmatulla ani nasha agreti dharila ishat chalaye tulla deki darya hoila. Next verse. Sitting beside Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought, this is a transcendental ecstatic transformation brought about by love of Sri Krishna. Basi Bhattacharya mane karina vichara e Krishna mahapremera sattvika vikara. Next verse. Upon seeing the sign of Sudipta Sattvika, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could immediately understand the transcendental ecstatic transformation in the body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such a sign takes place only in the bodies of eternally liberated devotees. Sudipta Sattvika e nama jay pralaya nitya siddha bhakte se sudipta bhava hoya. Purport by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word Sudipta Sattvika is explained as follows by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He explains, quote, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu mentions eight kinds of transcendental transformations in the bodies of advanced devotees. These are sometimes checked by the devotee. And there are two stages of such checking, technically known as Bhumayita and Jvalita. The Dhumayita, or smoking, stage is exhibited when only one or two transformations are slightly present, and it is possible to conceal them. But when more than two or three transcendental transformations are manifest, and it is still possible to conceal them, although with great difficulty, then that stage is called Jvalita, lighted. So the first is smoking and then lighted. But when four or five symptoms are exhibited, the Dipta, blazing, stage has been reached. And when five, six, or all eight symptoms are simultaneously manifest, that position is called Uddipta, inflamed. And when all eight symptoms are multiplied 1,000 times and are all visible at once, then the devotee is in the Sudipta, intensely inflamed, stage. Nitya Siddha Bhakta indicates the eternally liberated associates of the Lord. Such devotees enjoy the company of the Lord in four relationships. As? Four relationships? Huh? Okay, and what's that in English?
Servitorship, friendship, parental
Yes, correct. It's not a trick. It's easy. Okay, and the Bengali for that verse is Sudipta Sattvika E Nama Ye Pralaya Nitya Siddha Bhakti Se Sudipta Bhava Hoya. See, now if you hear that verse again, you will recognize what it means. Adi Ruda Bhava Jara Savabhoma Bhattacharya continuing, considering the uncommon ecstatic symptoms of Adiruddha Bhava are appearing in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is very wonderful. How are they possible in the body of a human being? And the verse was Adiruddha Bhava Jara Tara E Vikara Manushyera Dehe Deki Bara Chamatkara. Manushyera Dehe Deki. Dehe, body, Deki, seeing. Bara Chamatkara. Boro? Boro, big, choto, small. Choto Haridas. Boro Haridas. Boro Chamatkara. Very wonderful. Boro wonderful, very wonderful. And purport 2 here. Adiruddha Bhava or Adiruddha Mahabhava is explained in the Ujjvala Neelamani by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur quotes Rupa Goswami as follows. Quote, the loving propensity of the Ashraya devotee towards the Vishaya, the Lord, becomes so ecstatic that even after enjoying the company of the beloved, the devotee feels that his enjoyment is insufficient. At such a time, the lover sees the beloved in different ways. Such a development of ecstasy is called anuraga. When anuraga reaches its highest limit and becomes perceived in the body, it is called bhava. When the bodily symptoms are not very distinct, however, and the emotional state is still called anuraga and not bhava. Acha, when the bodily symptoms are not very distinct, however, the emotional state is called anuraga and not bhava. Okay? When bhava ecstasy is intensified, it is called mahabhava. The symptoms of mahabhava are visible only in the bodies of eternal associates like the gopis. Etta chinti bhattacharya achina visayi. Okay, while the Bhattacharya was thinking in this way at his home, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Nityananda Prabhu, approached the Singhadwara. Who knows what is a Singhadwara? Anybody know? No. Singhadwara is the main entrance gate of the Jagannath temple. Dwara, gate, and Singha, lion gate, sometimes called lion gate, Singhadwara of the temple. So, thinking this, Etta Chinti Bhattacharya Achina Vasya Nityananda Singhadware Milila Asya Taha Shunne Loke Kahe Anyone Bhat Ekka Sanyasi Asi Deki Jagannath. There the devotees heard the people talking about a mendicant who had come to Jagannath Puri and seen the deity of Lord Jagannath. The people said that the sannyasi had fallen unconscious upon seeing the deity of Lord Jagannath. Because his consciousness did not return, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had taken him to his home. Muchiti hoila chaitana na hoya sharire sarvabhauma loya gela apanara ghore. Shuni, hearing this, the devotees could understand that they were speaking of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just then, Sri Gopinath Acharya arrived. Shunni sabbe janila e Mahaprabhura karya. Henna kale aila tahan Gopinath Acharya. Nadia nivasi visaradera jamata. Mahaprabhura bhakta teho prabhu tattva gyata. Gopinath Acharya was a resident of Nadia, and he was the son-in-law of Vishrada and a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew the true identity of his lordship. And a short purport. Maheshwara Visarada was a classmate of Nilambara Chakravarti. He lived in the Nadia district in a village called Vidyanagar. We go there on the parikrama. And he had two sons named Madhusudan Bachaspati and Vasudeva Sarvabhauma. His son-in-law was Gopinath Acharya. Mukunda Sahita. Gopinath Acharya had previously been acquainted with Mukunda Datta. Oh, sorry, we're into the translation. Next verse. Gopinath Acharya had previously been acquainted with Mukunda Datta. And when the Acharya saw him at Jagannath Puri, he was very much astonished. And the Bangla, Mukunda Sahita Purve Ache Parichaya, Mukunda Dekhiya Tara Hoila Vismaya. Next verse, Mukunda Tahare Dekhi Koila Namaskara Teho Alingiya Puche Prabhura Samachara. Mukunda Datta offered obeisances unto Gopinath Acharya upon meeting him. Then the Acharya embraced Mukunda Datta and inquired about news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mukunda Kohe means Mukunda Kohe. What? Yes, Mukunda said. Mukunda Datta replied, "The Lord has already arrived here. We have come with him." Mukunda Kohe. Prabhura iha hoila agamane. Ami sabha asiyache mahaprabhura sane. Next verse. As soon as Gopinath Acharya saw Nityananda Prabhu, he offered his obeisances unto him. In this way, meeting all the devotees, he asked about news of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again. Nityananda Gosani ke Acharya Koila Namaskara Sabe Melli Pukche Prabhura Vata Bara Bara. Again and again, Bara Bara. Mukunda Kahe. What did he say? After accepting the sannyas order, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Jagannath Puri and has brought all of us with him. Mukunda Kahe, Mahaprabhu Sanyasa Koriya, Nila Chali Aila Sange, Ama Sabha Loya. Ama Sabha Chariage, Gela Darashane, Ami Sabha Pacha Aila Tara Anvesane. Anvesane, in search, acha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left our company and walked ahead to see Lord Jagannath. We have just arrived here and are now looking for him, looking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next verse. From the talk of the people in general, we have guessed that the Lord is now at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Anyonye lokira mukhe je katha shunila sarvabhauma grihe prabhu anumana koila. Next verse. Upon seeing Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic and fell unconscious. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has taken him to his home in this condition. That is, Ishvara Darshane Prabhu Preme Achetana. Achetana. Unconscious. Acha. Ah, Chaitan and Achetan. Sarvabhauma Laya Gela Apana Bhavana. Apana Bhavana, his own house. Tomara, okay, just as I was thinking of meeting you, by chance we have actually met. Tomara milane jabbe, amara hoila mana, daive se kshane pailun tomara darashana. First, let us all go to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later we shall come to see Lord Jagannath. First, they wanted to go to Mahaprabhu. Chala sabbe jay sarvabhaumira bhavana prabhu dekhi pharchi kariba ishvara darshana. Hearing this and feeling very pleased, Gopinath Acharya immediately took all the devotees with him and approached the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And in Bengali that is, Ettashunni Gopinatha Sabara Loya Sarvabhauma Ghore Gela Harasita Hoya. Harasita Hoya became very pleased. Sarvabhauma Stane Giya Prabhu Ke Dekila Prabhu Deki Acharyera Dukkha Hasha Hoyla. Arriving at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, everyone saw the Lord lying unconscious. Seeing him in this condition, Gopinath Acharya became very unhappy. But at the same time, he was happy just to see the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya permitted all the devotees to enter his house. And upon seeing Nityananda Prabhu, The Bhattacharya offered him obeisances. Sarvabhauma Jananya Sabha Nila Abhyantare Nityananda Gosai Re Teho Kaila Namaskare. Sabha Sahita Jata Jogira Karila Milana Prabhu Deki Sabara Hoila Harasita Mana. Sarvabhauma met with all the devotees and offered them a proper welcome. They were all pleased to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma Pata. The Bhattacharya then sent all back. What? No, my mistake. The Bhattacharya then sent them all back to see Lord Jagannath, and he asked his own son, Chandaneshwara, to accompany them as a guide. And in Bengali that is, Sarvabhauma Patayila Sabha Darshanna Korite Chandaneshwara Nija Putra Dila Sabara Sate. Jagannatha Dekhi Sabara Hoila Ananda Bhavete Avishta Hoila Prabhu Nityananda. Bhavete, in bhava, in ecstasy. Everyone was then very pleased to see the deity of Lord Jagannath. Lord Nityananda, in particular, was overwhelmed with ecstasy. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu nearly fainted, all the devotees caught him and steadied him. At that time, the priest of the Lord Jagannath temple brought a garland, the priest of Lord Jagannath brought a garland that had been offered to the deity and offered that garland to Nityananda Prabhu. Sobe meli dhari tara sustira karila ishvara sevaka mala prasada anidila. Next verse, English. Everyone was pleased to receive this garland worn by Lord Jagannath. Afterwards, they all returned to the place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying. Prasad paya sabe hoila anandita mane punarapi oila sabe mahaprabhurastane. Next verse. All of the devotees then began to loudly chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Just before noon, the Lord regained his consciousness. Uchakare kare sabe nama sankirtana tritiya prahare hoila prabhura chaitana. Tritiya prahare. In the forenoon, so triti, how many praharas in a day? 30, I don't know. Maybe 6. This is the third prahara before noon. Anyway, next verse. Hunkara karya ute hari hari boli. Anande Savaboma Tara Loyala Pada Dhuli. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and very loudly chanted what? Hari Hari. Savaboma Bhattacharya was very pleased to see the Lord regain consciousness, and he took the dust of the Lord's lotus feet. And just in case you missed it, the Sanskrit, the Bengali was Hunkara Korya Utte Hari Hari Boli Anande Savaboma Tara Loila Pada Dhuli. See? Savaboma Kohe. Savaboma said, please take your midday baths immediately. Today I shall offer you Mahaprasad, the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. That is, Savaboma Kohe, Shigra Karaha Madhyanna, Muni Bhiksha Dimu Aji Mahaprasadana. Acha, what's Dimu? Shall offer. Acha, okay. Next, Samudra Snana Kori Mahaprabhu Shigra Aila, Charana Pakali Prabhu Asane Vasila. Samudra Snana Kori. After bathing in the sea, Samudra Snana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees returned very soon. The Lord then washed his feet and sat down on a carpet to take lunch. Well, asane, on an asana. Bahuta prasada savaboma annaila tabe mahaprabhu suke bojana korila. Yes, Savaboma Bhattacharya made arrangement to bring various kinds of mahaprasad from the Jagannath temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then accepted lunch with great happiness. Mahasuki. Suke. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, if you want to become hungry, I shall describe to you what they offered to Mahaprabhu. Suvana Taliranna Uttama Vyanjana Bhaktaganna Sange Prabhu Korina Bhojana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offered special rice and first-class vegetables on golden plates. He thus took lunch in the company of his devotees. Savaboma Parivishanna Korina Apane Prabhu Kohe More Deha Lafra Vyanjane. While Savaboma Bhattacharya personally distributed the prasadam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested him, please give me only the boiled vegetables. And we've spent some time in India. Not only is he saying, please give me just the boiled vegetables, but he's saying lafra. And lafra is that like very stringy, ordinary vegetable from the village. Pitapaya dehatum iha sabha kare, tabe bat charja kohe juridui kare. You can offer the cakes and all the other preparations made with condensed milk to all the devotees. However, hearing this, the Bhattacharya folded his hands and spoke as follows. Jagannatha koiche kariyachena bojana aji sabha mahaprasada kara asvarana. Today, all of you, please try to taste the lunch just as Lord Jagannath accepted it. Eta boli pitta paya sabha kayo yaila biksha karana achamana karaila. After saying this, he made them all eat the various cakes and condensed milk preparations. After feeding them, he offered them water to wash their hands, feet, and mouths. Next verse translation is, begging permission from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then went with Gopinathacharya to take their lunch. After finishing their lunch, they returned to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Agya magi gela Gopinath Acharya ke leya prabhura nikata aila bojana karina. To take their lunch, probably just into the next room. I mean, they looked after Mahaprabhu, the devotees, they fed them, they then gave them water to wash their hands, etc. So they'll be probably having vishram after lunch. You see in India, especially in the summer when it's very hot, they tend to have vishram, rest. But it's different from sleeping. Rest is rest. They're resting after lunch. But ghum is like deep sleep. But vishram is rest. It is like resting in the shade, resting in the cool, like that. So while they're resting, then they'll have gone next door to some other place nearby. But now we're starting a different topic. So should we leave it there today? Because now the topic that's starting is something a little heavier. To give you a preview of tomorrow, what happens next is offering his obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarvabhauma took his lunch, came back next door, or wherever the door was, came back into meeting the room to meet Mahaprabhu. And then, what did Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya say? Namo Narayanaya Bali Namaskara Koila Krishna Matir Ashtu Bali Goshayi Kohila. After offering his obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Namo Narayanaya, which means I offer my obeisances to Narayan. And in return, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishne tu matir astu. Let your attention be on Krishna. So this is starting a different thing because all right. Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Jai Srila Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki jai. And Jai Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Jai Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose grace we have this book ki jai, and by whose grace we have the introduction and connection with Srila Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. Jai Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai.